Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.
Saturday night football, where we've seen tonight Port Adelaide 11-12-78, too good for North Melbourne 6-6-42. Fifth quarter is underway for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. City to Surf Solar, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialists, Essendon Street in Grovedale. We're hoping to speak with one of the victorious Port Adelaide players and see if we can make that happen in the next 10 or so minutes before we get off air here from the K-Rock Hub. But if we can't make that happen, Geelong Marine World, great supporters of K-Rock Football, bringing us our players' post-match interviews. Travis Boakes, hopefully our man. He's just doing some TV at the moment. Hopefully we can have a chat to him after that. But we're going to have a chat to Tom Lonergan right now about the head-to-head for Geelong Insurance Brokers. Geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au is where you can find out more. Doms, tonight, you started with it thinking going to be Dixon and Tarrant, but they decided to do something different, Reshaw and the North Melbourne coaching staff, and give young Mackay a chance. Now, he's played defensively over the last five or six games, has done a pretty good job, and they gave him a task tonight on Charlie Dixon, and in the end, he held himself with real aplomb.
Yeah, he did, and congratulations to the North Melbourne football, the coaches, for doing that. They could have quite easily put Robbie Tarrant, an experienced defender, one of the better key defenders in the league, but you know they're probably in that phase where they need to see some of their younger players develop and come on a bit. And young Ben Mackay is certainly one of those. And we mentioned him a few times throughout the call that the size, just his size, his dimensions, 201 centimeters, 95 kilos. So he's a big lump of a lad, and no doubt that he needs to keep learning the game and learning his defensive craft. But I thought tonight was a real step forward for him. And I'm sure he'll take a lot of confidence out of that game, given that Charlie Dixon is, he's in contention for the common medal. So he's had an absolute blinder of a season, All-Australian potential season for Charlie
Who
Dixon.
Is the All-Australian full? Is it Hawkins in front of Dixon? Does Dixon have to slot in? Dixon has to slot into a forward pocket? Or does he go onto the bench and Kennedy maybe into a forward?
No, I probably don't think Dixon makes it. I think
The squad?
Yeah, he'll make the squad, definitely. Yeah. But I don't think he's... Oh, Hawks clearly had...
Unless Dixon went whack-whack and won the stole the Coleman in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, he'd have to kick how many behind is he? Six?
He's six behind.
So, yeah,
you'd just have to have Hawk go goalless and kick a couple of fours or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. So I can't see him making the All-Australian squad, but again, two games to go, All-Australian side. Getting back to Mackay, so a big lump of lad. I think you look at him and big Nick Larkey down forward, two guys you can probably build around. I know Larkey didn't have a lot of ball, a lot of the footy, but he did show a few things, and that's all you do for... It's all you want to see for these young guys. You don't want to see too much. You're not going to see them bust open a game too often, but... They're two big guys they can work with, and I'm sure that they're certainly in their future plans.
Good stuff from you, Domsey. Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head. Benny, let's have a look at some key numbers before we go to the break. What were some of the stats out of the night that were probably the difference between the two sides?
Port only had six more inside 50s, 41 to 35. The marks were split down the middle. They had 15 more clearances, 38 to 23, so they comprehensively won that. They had 10 more contested possessions, and they laid 14 more tackles, so a couple of things went their way. Anderson for North had 24 touches. Davies Uniacke had 23. Tarrant had 20. Higgins had 19. McDonald 17. Dumont 16. And Pollack was probably pretty disappointing, really. 15 possessions. For the winners, Boak had 34 disposals, 9 clearances. Rockliffe had 30. Wines had 30 and kicked 2 goals. Hartland had 22. Gray had 20. Byrne Jones had 20. Eamon had 18. Powell Pepper, 18. And Butters had 17. So they've had 1, 2, 3, 6 players who had more than 20 touches. North Melbourne only had 3, including for Port Adelaide, 3 players who had 30-plus. So they just had way a lot much more of the footy, 333 disposals to 274. And they just, in patches of the game, they completely dominated it. And when they did have their momentum, they were able to kick goals. When North Melbourne had the footy, there were some times when they did control the game, but they just couldn't score.
Fantastic, Benny. Kerr's Hire stats. Good work by you, of course. Kerr's Hire, 100% locally owned and operated in Geelong. They've been your local hire company since 1982. Kenny Hinckley's 100th win. Bryzer, thank you. You obviously haven't been listening to me say it twice, but that's very kind of you to remind me again. Brian's just writing me nice little notes. Very, very generous of him. He's got his pineapple. He's got his pineapple mask on too, Bryza. That his Caribbean gold hair. Just look at it. It's magnificent. Doing a wonderful job, Bryza. Pushing the buttons here in the K Rock Hub. He's been masked on all night. He wants us to take a break now, so we better go and do that as well.
The signature homes and city to surf solar. Fifth quarter.